Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Our praise and worship before Allah, the sustainer and cherisher of all systems of knowledge. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, with Allah's name, merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. We praise Allah, we seek His help, we ask His forgiveness, and we repent to Allah, and we seek refuge with Him from our own weaknesses, faults, and errors. Ashhadu la ilaha illallah, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah, and I bear witness that Muhammad is His servant and His messenger, Abduhu Rasuluhu. And Muhammad was chosen by Allah to be the mercy to all of mankind. Oh Allah, let Your peace and Your blessings be upon Muhammad, upon his family, and all of his companions. Ameen. Dear Muslims, again, I greet you. Assalamu alaikum, Eid Mubarak. A'udhu billahi min shaitanir rajim. That is, I seek refuge with Allah from the accursed shaitan. Behold, the first house ever set up for mankind was indeed at Becca, rich in blessings and a source of guidance unto all the worlds. Sadaq Allahu al-Adhim, show your Allah speech the truth. Third, as for third surah 96 ayat, today's Eid Kutbah is our connection to the house. Our connection to the house. In a hadith by Abu Huraira, radiallahu anhu, he narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, he who performs Hajj for Allah's pleasure and avoids all lewdness and sins will return after Hajj free from all sins as he was the day his mother gave birth to him. When we think about the Kaaba, the house, Imam Muhammad once said that it is a sign of connections. It connects that which is separated, reconciling that which should be together and not against the other parts that belong to it. So these connections that we have are based on the fact that we all come from Adam. We come from the one soul. And we are still Adam. Adam is in all of us. That's the basic, you know, line of connection that we have. And so Hajj is like the family coming together. It's like all the pieces coming together and sticking together. So when we see the Hajj, we understand a set of rituals, and we understand it being the fifth pillar of our religion. And we have been invited by Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for those of us like myself who have not yet visited the house, but I have made my intention, and anybody else that have made their intentions, we need to get together so we can work together and push each other to try to make Hajj. We should have a yearning. We should yearn for the chance to be there. We should yearn for a chance to know what it's like and what the experience is. We should feel a void inside of us, knowing that there must be a reason Allah has invited us to this house. There's a reason for us to be there. We know the reason must be of benefit. So those who have made Hajj should have a feeling of wanting to experience that again. You know, I know people that have went numerous times. You know, you want to have a better Hajj. You know, you want to, so those feelings should never go away as long as you are physically able to go. Allah says in the Quran that full of clear messages. He's talking about the Kaaba, the house. The house is full of clear messages. The place where our Abraham once stood, and whoever enters it finds inner peace. Hence, pilgrimage unto the temple is a duty owed to God by all people who are able to undertake it. And as for those who deny the truth, verily God does not stand in need of anything in all the worlds. Sadaq Allahu al-Adhim. Here Allah says that there are clear messages in the house, and that we should visit. It is a duty that we have to visit the Bayt Allah, the house of Allah, and it is a blessing from Allah to be able to visit. It is where the upright once stood, Ibrahim, alayhi salam. Not just physically, now we're not thinking just physically, we're thinking the nature of Ibrahim. Ibrahim's nature is there. That's where that upright nature is, right there in that house. The land was chosen by Allah. That land was chosen by Allah. He picked that location on this earth. It's no accident where the location of the Kaaba is. That's not by accident. Allah does not make mistakes or have any accidents, you know. So there's a reason it's there. And through all these years, you look at all these events that have gone on in history. You can look at all these world events, all these world catastrophes, all these things that have happened. The Kaaba and the Hajj still goes on, regardless. It is the sign that for mankind, and it was built to be that. And when you look through history and you say, one thing about it, Hajj has stood the test of time. Hajj has stood the test of time. It may have been called just pilgrimage. It may have been called some of these other things. It may have had idols inside of it. But the fact is that man was drawn to this place. Even when there was idols there, it was drawn to this place like a magnet. And as a human, and Imam Dhani can correct me, as a human, we have a magnet inside of us. So they say magnets can heal us. That's inside of us. So that house is like a magnet, that area, that feeling is like a magnet. You know, and Allah decided who built the house. That was his declaration, who was going to build the house. He said, for when we assign unto Abraham the site of this temple, do not ascribe divinity to aught besides me, and purify my temple for those who will walk around it, and those who will stand before it, and those who will bow down and prostrate themselves in prayer. So Allah also decided who will rebuild it. And we know the story of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and how he had to end the tribal dispute. They was getting ready to kill each other over who was going to put the black stone in. The one thing that had to be left was to put the black stone back in place, and the rebuilding of the Kaaba was going to be done. And he was the one that ended that dispute and put that in there. Now, remember, when the Kaaba, when this all this happened, it was before the Prophet had received revelation. So the rebuilding was not just the physical building being reconstructed, it was the rebuilding of Tawheed, the oneness of God. And that right there, that rebuilding, when the Prophet was the one that held the tile and put the black stone in there, that was the signal that was coming, that Tawheed was back in place at that house. And it was signaled with the revelation of the Quran. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam rebuilt the Kaaba by reestablishing it as a true house for the one God. He cleaned out the idols, 360 of them. And you know, I was thinking that in business, a business calendar is based on 360 days. So there's a sign in that they see the 360, the idols, and basically, you know, worshiping money. But that's a different day for that. But it just caught my attention. But my point is, it was rebuilt so that the Prophet could come back, clean it out, clean out the area. He had to clean up that whole area. It wasn't just the house that got cleaned. He cleaned up the whole world when it was all said and done. And he spread the religion. And it's the same religion of Prophet Ibrahim. The same religion. Now again, the focus today in this brief short, and I'm trying to get through this, is our connection we have to the Kaaba. Now Imam Muhammad also said that this is about Hajj. He said, Allah guides us. This is not a race thing. This is not a human thing. You do not see color or national identity. The Hajj does not show us national identity and races. It gets rid of all that. It does not show us discrimination against females. It gets rid of all that. Which tells us this is a future picture. Now listen closely. This is the point the Imam's making. Hajj is a futuristic picture for mankind. A day coming when we will not be coming together upon our appreciations or our pride in race. So we're not there to be prideful of who, you know, what our nationality is. You know, everybody has the same status in the house of Allah. And we all are, you know, that are there. You are a guest of Allah and you are a servant of Allah. You know, it's the connection in the Kaaba. We are connected to the human community. And we find in Hajj a chance to return to our original human destiny. Now remember, the Prophet said in the Hadith from earlier that we will return to our nature at birth. just as we are just out of the womb. That means we are clean. We have no blemishes, no corruption, no hatred in us, no sins. So can you imagine getting a fresh start? I'm 47 years old. Okay? I can't imagine being able to say all that stuff that I didn't know I was doing, gone. I've come back, but you have to. Now, mind you, you can go to Hodge and not change, not feel it. You know, but you can get a fresh start, feel totally brand new. The prophet also said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when a baby is born, he is in his original nature. And that his circumstances, you know, his parents, his culture, his location, they will form that baby into what he becomes as far as his religion, his thinking, his way he acts. So we have this original nature returning to us from making Hajj. The pilgrims that go around the Kaaba in what is considered in this culture counterclockwise. You know, when the child plays with a clock, or more old clock, you know, the digital ones now, the ones that are making our children not be able to tell time. But the old clocks, you know, you could play with them, and you can wind them up. You had to wind them up, you know, and then they would go. You can move the clock forwards and backwards, set the alarm, had that big beam. I mean, the alarm was loud, but you can move the arms back and forth. If you look down on top of the Masjid al-Haram and you see the Kaaba in the center, it's like a black dot, just like the black stone, but it's like a black dot in the middle of it. And you can see them making circumambulation, tawaf. You can see them going around the Kaaba. And it reminds you of a clock going backwards. That's the association you see when you see it. Now, Ibn Abbas reported that Allah's messenger said, every day Allah descends 120 folds of his mercy to his slaves who perform Hajj. 60 fold of these are specified for people performing tawaf. So this is how important unwinding your life is. It's unwinding your life. You know, how that is a sense of returning, you know, yourself to that original nature. You know, there's a saying, and you know, I'm gonna go home and I'm gonna unwind. You know, I had a long day. You know, I need to get home. I need to unwind. I need to do this. You know, in this culture, that's going back to maybe how you felt when you woke up. You know, or going back, I'm gonna go home and I'm gonna unwind. I'm gonna try to get back to how the last time I felt refreshed and good. Well, that's the same thing that happens when you do tawaf. That's the same thing that happens to you inside and to your mentalities. It's the same thing. It's symbolic of the return to a past, but not the past of a few years ago, you know, but a past nature that was in us when we were created by Allah in the first place. We shed not only our garments at Hajj, but we shed our hang-ups. You know, we shed all our temperaments. We shed our bad habits. And when we are at Allah's house, we know we are to be on our best behavior. All life is protected during the Hajj season. And as I end this first part, we know that Allah is the best of knowers, and we continue to make du'as and for those who passed away and those who were injured in the accident with the crane. And the brother told me this morning that there was a stampede. So we pray, we make du'as for those injured. But we understand that there's a, you know, that's what comes with it. You have to have everything in order before you make that trip. Because nothing's guaranteed. The only thing's guaranteed is Allah. They say the only thing you count on is taxes and death. No, only thing you count on is Allah. So there's a sense of security for everyone who visits that house. But things still happen. And it's a place of comfort. And for any fears you may have, you will find peace and security there. Rabbi Nathan Nefid Dunya Hasatan wa Filatarati Hasatan wa Kina Agbab Binar. I mean, again, Assalamu alaikum. Eid Mubarak. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Walayham. Alhamdulillah. Now remember, we're told in the Quran that Abraham prayed. He prayed to Allah and it says, Lord, make this city a city of peace and security. and provide with every kind of fruit those with every kind of fruit those of his people who believe in Allah and the last day. And Allah answers this prayer. And lo, we made the house a goal to which people might repair again and again, and a sanctuary. Take then the place whereon Abraham once stood as your place of prayer. So this word that's inside of this ayat is mathabatan. It means return. It's the word they use it for a repair. A repair. That's what they, you know, have it as, repair. It also means collect, turn back. You know, now remember the Imam said that the Kaaba connects, it reconnects things that are apart. So in this word, there is also a place where it has a meaning of where people assemble. So this house is where people assemble. This house is where we return to. This house is where we repair ourselves. And what really stands out in this word is this house is also, this word right here, where it says, is a call to prayer. So when we return to this house, we're returning there to pray. We're returning there in submission. So going to the Hajj repairs us. It brings us back together, not just as an individual, but as a community, not as a Russian, Australian, Bilalian. We go back to repair ourselves to be a human. We go back to connect to the bigger, more important human community. And we are rewarded because by Allah. This word also had a meaning of reward. So in the meaning, the reward by being repaired and by coming back and by listening to the call of prayer, we are rewarded back to that original destiny. That's the reward. Hajj wipes the slate clean, so to speak. It reboots your hard drive, you know, it demagnetizes your hard drive. It's not like an operating system where you get an upgrade. No, it's a total wipeout, brand new, you know. And Allah is bringing you back to reconnect, repair, and it's a chance to return to the original settings of your life and your nature that will guide your destiny. So the repairing ourselves at the house, the Kaaba, you know, this goes on. And Allah says in the Quran, and thus we did command Abraham and Ishmael, purify my temple for those who will walk around it and those who will abide near it in meditation and those who will bow down and prostrate themselves in prayer. So we are given peace and security at the Kaaba. We are allowed to not just be who we thought we were. We are allowed to be who we are created to be. Hajj should change you. Hajj can repair you. There's no way those who have went to Hajj are the same after they have done the Hajj. There's no way. Good or bad, there's no way they're the same. So we connect to this house like plugging in a wall socket with our charger. It fills up our battery. This is why we need to have an urgency about going to Hajj. This is why we need to see the difference of what Hajj means. Not just ritualistic obligations. It needs to be an opportunity to become closer to our human, to our natural human destiny, being what we are created to be. So we are assured the security and we are assured peace. We are assured that there are no big I's and little U's there, equal footing, equal level playing field, so to speak. And that's inshallah, because you know everybody doesn't have the same intention when they go there. But we are there to please and serve Allah. And if we perform Hajj with the correct sincerity and with honest intentions, we are to be guided and blessed by Allah. We will be repaired by Allah. We will become that one piece of the puzzle that Allah has made us to be. This is the Eid. Eid, the bigger Eid. You know, Eid al-Adha is the bigger Eid. But I've always sensed, for some reason, this has been like a forgotten Eid. This has been the Eid that people don't take off from work. This has been the Eid that they really be like, oh, well, you know, I missed that Eid, you know. Because I guess there's, you know, no month-long fast, you know. But you can fast for this Eid. You can fast the day before. You can fast during the 10 days before. You can fast during the year before just for Eid. Excuse me. But this Eid is bigger due to the fact that it's not a single person event. It's not just you fasting, you making tarawih salat every night, you leaving off food, guarding your tongue, being patient with somebody. This Eid is a community triumph. We celebrate the community of Adam, alayhi salam, coming together at the house of Allah to struggle together. The Hajj isn't a vacation to Cancun. The Hajj is not a beach trip down to Wilmington. It is a labor. You know, the rites of Hajj come with hardships. The hardships Hagar, radiallahu anha, and Ha went through to find something to feed her baby, Safa and Marwa. That's a hardship. That teaches you a hardship. This is not easy. Hajj is not going to be easy. That plane ride is not easy. The bus ride is not easy. None of that's easy. So you, when you go through that, you have to understand that it's a hardship. But Imam Muhammad said, Hajj means a meeting of the difficulty and going and succeeding despite all the difficulty. You are going against the difficulty, and Hajj is the victory. So the ones that are going through Hajj are going through it together. You know, I've been told by a few believers over the years who have made Hajj that, you know, brother so-and-so helped me so much. You know, sister so-and-so helped me, you know, made it easier on me while I was on Hajj. You know, and they didn't even know these believers before they got there. But they helped each other because they were there to be together. They're not there to see their brother struggling to get somewhere, and they be like, man, I got to make my Hajj. You know, you go head on. I'll be back. I'll see if I can, you know. They you're supposed to help. That's the feeling we're supposed to have. This means you're not there alone. You are there as a human. You are there to show the humanity as a community. Now, we are the one. We are one. Adam is one. Ibrahim is one. Muhammad is one. All of them are designed to be the one perfect type put together. Not just the perfect person, but the perfect type. And this house is where it connects together the pieces of the puzzle going around that house. When you really look at it, when you start looking at it, okay, it's like, okay, I see all the little specks. Then all of a sudden, if you keep looking at it, you won't even see the colors. It just looks like one solid color going around. That's the pieces coming together. And as I wrap up this kutbah, so we can enjoy the 3 days we have to enjoy. 3 days. We have 3 days to celebrate on Eid. And I pray we enjoy it every day with each other's company, which is again a sign of the Hajj. We are to be together as much as possible. So we should be together. And tomorrow we have Jummah and Allahu Akbar. Takbir. We get a Jummah during the Eid. You get the best day. The best day you can have is a Jummah day. And you get it inside of the Eid. That's double blessings. And we will have a feast that should start at about 11 o'clock today, inshallah. We need chairs some chairs are downstairs stacked up. We need those brought up. And I know we squeezed the sisters out a little bit, and I apologize for that. But last night, my MGT told me to come down here and set this up. So as the soldier I was, I came down and did it, and I'll admit it. But we wish to enjoy each other for the next 3 days. We want to start by enjoying each other today. Today is Eid, and we need to enjoy each other, and we need to get a good understanding what this Eid means. This Eid really means something. It's not the bigger Eid just because, you know, Hadith said it's the bigger Eid. It's the bigger Eid for a reason. So, inshallah, I have given a quick goodbye. I beat the roofers, so alhamdulillah. And all I want to say is any errors that I had today, you know, of course, of mine, and all praise is due to Allah. And Eid Mubarak.
Eid Mubarak.
Rabbana atina fid dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban nar. Ameen. Takbir.
Allahu Akbar.
Alhamdulillah.